ma'am. When I got there, he actually, upon approaching the door, two of the triplets that had just gotten suffered multiple gunshot wounds were able to get up when the dad was strolling, distributing gasoline throughout the house. And when he went to an adjoining room, two of the girls were able to get up and make it to the door, where they were greeted by a deputy who had just arrived. And he immediately took them next door across the street, told them to wait there in the yard. He ran immediately back to the house trying to render aid to the mother, who was dead on arrival there. And then he tried to, as best he could, he knew he had an active shooter, so he tried as best he could to make entry into the house, but there was so much smoke and fire that he was having a hard time, you know, making his way through the house. We find out now the reason he wasn't able to locate the dad is because he had retreated to the far end of the house, near the rear of the house, and had taken his own life. That's what we believe the evidence is going to show from forensics. We recovered his body, but there was a large caliber handgun found near the body. And we believe that's the gun he used to commit suicide. Very nice new neighborhood. We just don't have many calls for complaints out there. I don't recall, we had investigators this morning and supervisors, we don't recall ever having been called out there on a domestic violence call. One of the more bizarre things that I had going on, I was trying to talk to the mama, you know, the Charlene, the one that got murdered. Charlene's mother and daddy had actually just moved down here, or were in the process of moving down here from New York, and they actually still had their U-Haul full of their belongings. That's what they were telling me, but I think they got someone to bring them up from Montgomery, Alabama, which isn't but about a 15-minute drive, up to their the daughter's house. They had been to the daughter's house before, but very nice people. I think the uncle was there also with them. But for them to just come into the state of Alabama and it's just the first thing that they're greeted with, I'm sure that's somewhat bizarre to some extent.
And can you speak to what the motive or what you believe the motive might be for what had happened on Saturday?
From what we understand, ma'am, they were going through a divorce. And, you know, husband was upset. We're getting some intel that's coming in that the catalyst on the divorce could possibly be one of the factors we believe is going to be shown that the dad, from time to time, used a controlled substance under the influence of narcotics.